The chairman of the New York Stock Exchange is under pressure to quit after getting a $187 million pay package. Dick Grasso gave up $48 million of that, but critics say that's not enough. They say in an age of corporate scandal, the man running the world's premier stock exchange should not be engaging in what looks like corporate excess. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, do you think Dick Grasso is going to resign?
Well, he keeps insisting he's not, but, you know, this kind of incessant spotlight usually spells 10-year trouble. In fact, Grasso just called a special meeting of the Stock Exchange Board for next week. This morning, TV cameras were camped out in front of the door of the New York Stock Exchange waiting for him to arrive. He ended up going in a door a block away, and that is just not the kind of thing investors want to see from the man who heads up the biggest and most powerful stock market on the planet.
Now, why is it that state officials are getting in this, and we're hearing from states across the country?
Well, these were the heads of state public pension funds in California, New York, and North Carolina. People listen when they talk because these funds have huge amounts of money invested in companies on the exchange, $401 billion just for the four that spoke out yesterday. And they all called for Grasso to resign because of his perceived loss of credibility as a regulator. As we mentioned last week, the head of the New York Stock Exchange is not only a CEO, but acts as a watchdog on its listed companies. Despite the fact that those companies help determine his salary and benefits.
There's a hearing on Capitol Hill today. The chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission is going to be there. I don't think they're supposed to talk about Dick Grasso, but maybe it'll come up.
Yeah, there's a hearing that's actually intended to discuss the Sarbanes-Oxley Corporate Reform Act, which last year put in place a whole lot of new rules for how corporate America conducts business. Last week, Michael Oxley himself said this whole Grasso conflict isn't something Congress should get involved in, but word today is that several Democrats are planning to quiz SEC Chairman William Donaldson and other regulators about what they're doing about the issues over at the exchange.
People in Wall Street also talking about two big brokerage firms in the news again today.
Yeah, as if things weren't bad already today, three former bankers with Merrill Lynch turned themselves into federal authorities this morning as part of the Enron investigation. They're facing criminal charges that they helped the company falsify some $12 million worth of profits back in 1999. And yesterday, Morgan Stanley agreed to pay a $2 million fine over allegations that it gave incentives to brokers to sell its own mutual funds. That's not something they're supposed to do. And those incentives included tickets to the NBA Finals and Britney Spears concerts. So here in the Marketplace newsroom, we'll be following all these developments on Wall Street and talking to a former SEC chairman about how he would clean up this mess.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.